Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Penny, has he gone?
Yes, he has.
Wow, so what was all that about? Tell me, what did he say?
Well, did he say anything to you before I got home about anything?
No, not really. Just the normal, you know, that he's keeping well and all that.
Oh, I see. So did he seem happy to you?
Yeah, I suppose so. So what did he say? Did he mention Pattersons?
Yes.
And?
Well, he was quite straight about it all, to be honest. He said he had worked for another company, but not for as long as they were making out that he had.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wasn't supposed to be doing that at all, was he?
No, but he was helping someone out, that's all.
Well, he's bound to say that.
Well, I believe him.
So is he working now?
Yeah.
And doing what?
Oh, I don't know, I can't remember.
Well, you must do. Was it in a shop?
No, not exactly. I think he's a warehouse manager or something like that.
What, on the island?
Yeah.
So where? Where does he work?
I don't know. Bembridge, I think.
And does he like it?
I don't know, I didn't ask.
Okay, so what else did he say? Does he miss us?
No, I don't think so. Well, he didn't say so anyway.
But you don't seem very happy. I thought you'd be pleased to see him. Gosh, you two were almost lovers at one point.
I know, but I was with Mike, wasn't I?
Yes, but I remember saying at the time how lovely Michael was, and if I was you, I'd choose him instead of Mike.
Well, I didn't, did I?
No, and it's pity, really.
Kathy, Michael's going to get married.
Married?
Yes. That's what he came round to tell me.
Blimey. Oh, gosh, Michael getting married. Well, I honestly thought that would never happen. I thought he'd wait for you.
Well, he hasn't, has he? He's going to get married in the summer.
Did he ask you to the wedding?
Yes, he did.
And will he ask me?
I don't know. He didn't mention you.
Oh. Penny, why are you so upset about him getting married?
I'm not.
You are? Well, I think it's because you're still keen on him.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, or you wouldn't be so down. And in a way, I don't blame you. I still think you should have chosen him. And we all know that he used to adore you.
Oh, that was lovely, Yaz, thanks.
Do you want any more?
Oh, no thanks, I'm absolutely full.
Okay. Well, I'll clear these away then.
Well, before you do that, there's something I want to tell you.
Oh, what is it?
Well, my dad's going to pay us a visit.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you haven't met my dad.
Oh, Matthew, I look forward to seeing him. When is he coming?
I'm not sure. At the moment, he's in London.
Oh, I see. So, how long is he coming for?
I don't know that either.
Well, phone him then and find out. I take it he'll stay with us?
Yeah, he'll want to stay here.
Well, that's great. Shall we take him out to dinner on the first night, or do you want me to cook? I don't mind either way.
Yeah, maybe we should go out to dinner.
Okay.
Yaz, my dad's not like most dads.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, he can be quite difficult sometimes.
How do you mean?
Well, he's a very, domineering person.
Okay. So I'll be on my best behaviour at all times. I promise I'll be good.
He's not going to like you.
Oh, thanks.
No, it's not you. It's just, he doesn't like any girlfriends that I have.
Matthew, he hasn't met me yet. And anyway, I don't care if he likes me or not. As long as you do, that's all that matters. Isn't it?
Well, yeah, of course it is. But you don't know my dad. It's not going to be easy, Yaz, I can tell you that.
Ah, would you like another wine?
Oh, yes, please. Now, talking of relationships, how are things with you and Penny?
We're fine. Why do you ask?
Well, I'm just interested, that's all. I was wondering where you think your relationship's going.
Blimey, it's a bit heavy, isn't it?
No, not really.
Well, think things are really good at the moment, if you must know.
Do you?
Well, yeah. Come on, why do you ask?
Well, do you plan to marry her?
Well, I'd have to get rid of Kathy first, wouldn't I?
Hmm. Well, we know that won't happen, so I don't see you moving in any time soon.
Well, second thoughts. I suppose I could move in with her still being there.
What? You can't stand the woman?
No, I wouldn't say that. She's all right. In fact, sometimes I rather like her. I think we've got a similar, you know, sense of humour.
Really?
Yeah. She thought it was hysterical when I played charades.
Oh, yes, I remember. You and your blooming balls. Well, that was really funny.
Well, she thought it was.
So, what do you think 2022 will bring you both?
I don't know. I suppose we'll just aim to get on better.
I don't mean Kathy, I mean with Penny.
Penny, I was thinking, we really must look into holidays for this year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we must, because you'll have to book the time off work soon, won't you?
Yes, I suppose I will.
So, where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Well, I'd like to go to Dublin, as my mum lived there for a short while when she was young, and I've always wanted to see what it was like. And I'd love it if you could come with me.
Oh.
Well, you haven't planned anything else, have you?
No.
So Mike hasn't mentioned going away, has he?
No, not recently.
Good. So please come with me. It wouldn't be the same without you. It'll be such fun.
Well, I might. But please don't book anything yet.
No, no, OK. Oh, I can't wait. We always have such good holidays together.
Oh, sorry.
Well, we do.
Do we?
Yes. OK, we've had the old hiccup sometimes, but nothing too drastic.
Oh, yes. There was the cruise ship that just bumped into something.
Oh, Penny, you do exaggerate. It didn't. The lights went out, that's all.
Oh, yes. And I found you on the floor looking dead.
Well, I wasn't. I must admit it was a bit frightening at the time, but we were okay.
Yeah. And then there was the hotel that didn't exist.
Well, it did. It was just in the wrong place.
Oh, so that had nothing to do with us not knowing where it should be.
Oh, it was all right in the end, wasn't it? It was a lovely hotel.
Yeah, yes it was.
Well, this year we could go horse riding, which would be great. And we can drink tons of Guinness.
Well, not before riding, I hope.
No. And we can go on lots of lovely long walks.
OK. I must admit it does sound good. But I'll have to ask Mike first.
Oh, bring him along.
What?
Yes, he's not that bad. No, I mean it. Ask him. I don't mind.
But wouldn't you feel like a bit of a wallflower? I wouldn't want you to feel that you're being left out all the time.
Penny, one, I have never been a wallflower. And secondly, I've been on my own for so long, I gave up feeling left out ages ago. And anyway, I might meet someone. You never know.
Oh, no. We don't want Lola coming to get you again.
Oh, that was awful. I didn't know he was married.
No, I know you didn't. And that was on the cruise as well. Oh, she was not pleased, was she? She threw you in the pool, if I remember.
Oh, I can hardly forget that. But no, she didn't throw me. She pushed me.
Oh, it's the same thing. But you did look funny when you came back to the cabin. Totally drenched. Wet was not the word.
Oh, I know. I squelched all the way to the cabin and the looks I got were dreadful. Oh, it was awful.
I'm sure it was. But in a way, you deserved it.
Oh, well, that's all in the past now. So, getting back to our holiday, you don't need to worry about me. I'll be fine. And I'm sure we'll all have a great time together.
So you promise there'll be no arguments?
I promise. I think we're past that now, and we get on okay.
Really? Because if we are going to go on holiday together, we must all get on.
We do. And as I said, I actually quite like him now.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.